This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. A case for Bible words by Nathan Bolt. Each culture develops its own language. This is true not only within ethnic cultures, but within subcultures. Within the basketball culture, there are words such as cut, flare screen, zone, help side, and pick and roll. In the workout community I'm involved in, there are terms such as Merkin, D-O-R-A, and side straddle hop. There are terms within the publishing community such as galley, backlist, and query letter. Or what about the music industry? Tempo, pitch, timbre, in the pocket, or gig. In the name of inclusion, church leaders have been instructed not to use Bible words anymore so that we do not intimidate or isolate someone who is new to the faith or searching out the faith. However, that was never my feeling when entering the basketball world or music world, etc. Hearing those new words inspired me to learn the language. And we should clarify something. I'm not talking about churchese. I think I just made up a word. Churchese is where a person gets on stage and says something like, "Faith ninjas will be meeting in the 3D classroom during Afterglow to avoid the MOPS group to prepare for fifth quarter." That kind of language is unnecessarily isolating. Rather, I am speaking of Bible words such as justification, sin, redemption, atonement, salvation, covenant, and propitiation, words that describe the depth and richness of the gospel. Years ago, I was preaching in front of a group of experts that were evaluating one of my sermons. They chided me afterwards for using the word apostle. Mind you, I was reading a Bible verse, Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine. They told me I should never use that word. I explained, I was reading a verse in God's word. They said, but unbelievers in the crowd will not know what that word is. That portion of the Holy Spirit that gives us self-control went into overdrive and kept me from walking out of the room. Here are three reasons why we use Bible words at the church I lead. One, we will not apologize for God's words. Yes, that S should be there. God's word contains God's words. He chose specific terms and phrases not to confuse us, but to magnify the depth of his work in our lives. I've never seen a football coach apologize to his team for football terminology. They never say, "I feel bad about using footballese, but bear with me." They know their language helps communicate their values. Same with us. Two, not using Bible words will set you up for spiritual disarray. Learning engage the core in the workout community is a concept that stabilizes your spine and prevents injury. To not learn it will cause damage to the participant. That apostle story I shared may not seem like a big deal, but many current false doctrines come from not knowing what an apostle is. Valuing the red letters over the black letters, known as red letter Christians, is a doctrine that comes from not knowing what an apostle is. The apostles laid the foundation of the church. They were teaching people everywhere they went what Jesus taught them. The epistles in the New Testament are not less important than the red letters in the New Testament. They are quite literally the words of Christ being exhaled from the apostles. Furthermore, as we see in Acts 1, a crucial qualification to being an apostle was to be an eyewitness of Jesus' resurrection. Nowadays, there are movements that have leaders whom no one is supposed to question because that man, woman, is an apostle. They're above you? Really? Do they know what an apostle is? Did that person see Jesus' resurrection? All kinds of heartache and confusion come from not knowing that simple Bible word, apostle. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming, Ephesians 4:14, and near the eye of the 3. We will respect your intellect. I appreciate it when people don't treat me like an idiot. Music instructors don't rinse their glossary of words that have helped shape their culture. They realize people can use context clues and observation and catch on. By using Bible words and explaining them, we are honoring people's ability to learn. We must use Bible words, but we must call Bible things by Bible names. Our language is unique and distinct and helps others understand the depth of the Christian faith. Bible language has been delivered once and for all to the people of God. We are dishonoring people when we treat them as if they cannot handle God's words, and we dishonor God when we apologize for speaking the words he has given.